Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
One might wonder what went through the minds of the angels hovering over Bethlehem on the night Jesus was born. They saw both the glory of God and the sinfulness of mankind, but also the wonder of redemption being made possible before their very eyes. Today, why angels exist and in what they rejoice. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Pastor Lutzer concludes a three-part series on the angels of Christmas. Now, more about the angels of Bethlehem.
Angels exist for God. Angels never say to themselves, I wonder what I want to do today, and now that I've made up my mind, I'm going to pray and ask God to bless me while I do what I want to do. No, angels, who don't have to wake up in the morning, by the way, because they're never tired, ceaseless energy. Angels never think in those terms. The good angels have only one question to ask, and that is, what does God want me to do? They have one responsibility, to find out what the Almighty asks of them and then to do it, because they do not exist for themselves. They exist for the God who created them, who sends them, and who uses them according to His will. I would say that most of the problems that we face in the Christian life are problems that we get into because we think that God exists for us. So we decide what we want to do, and then we pray that God will bless these pre-made plans instead of laying it all out in God's presence and asking one question, Lord, what will you have me to do? I think that you and I need what could be called a Copernican revolution. Remember Copernicus? In those days, centuries ago, it was always believed, rather reasonably so, it appeared reasonable, that the sun revolved around the earth. The earth was stationary and the sun revolved around it. And that's what we're thinking, isn't it? I'm here, God, you're here to bless my plans. And if you listen to a TV preacher that I heard snatches of this past week, God exists in order for me to be rich and healthy and well and to be able to have a wonderful life. And all that I need to do is to send in money to the TV preacher, and somehow it's going to happen. So we have that kind of mentality when we have to understand that it is not the sun that revolves around the earth. The earth revolves around the sun. The sun, the S-O-N, he is the one that is the focus, and we have one question that we ought to ask him every single day, and that is this, Lord, show me the orbit. Show me the orbit, because I exist for you. Imagine the freedom that would come. Imagine the lack of jealousy. Imagine the sense of contentment that there would be, even in the midst of difficulties, if you knew that you existed only for the will of God and you were doing God's will. There is nothing else that would be more important to you than saying, God, you led me, you cared for me, I lay it all before you, because you exist. And I exist that I might glorify you. That's what the good angels are thinking all the time. Second, angels rejoice in God's attributes. They rejoice in God's attributes. If we had time to go into the book of Revelation, we'd soon discover that the angels rejoice in God's judgments. In fact, the angels are calling out that God is going to judge the world. They are going from one end of the heavens to the other talking about God's judgment. So they delight actually in the judgment of God because they see his attributes. And they know that whatever it is that he does well and rightly. But they also rejoice because of God's grace. And as I mentioned last time, most confidently, they rejoice in the incarnation. They rejoice in the humiliation of God. It was Augustine who said, God has humbled himself, and yet man remains proud. When they see the condescension, remember that when Jesus came from heaven to earth, it isn't because he was squeezed out of a position in heaven. It isn't because there was a restructuring and he needed some place to go. It was a voluntary decision. In heaven, everybody knows who Jesus is. In heaven, all of the created world gives praise to him in heaven. On earth, nobody knows him. Nobody knows him. He's spat upon, he's cursed, he's shoved around, he's rejected, he receives injustice, and he is misquoted. And yet there he is. Son of God, Holy One, think of his condescension. By the way, there may be some of you saying, well, you know, this is all true of the good angels. They exist for God's glory. But what about the bad angels? What about the evil angels? They also ultimately exist for the glory of God. Not willingly, because they hate God, they hate us, they hate everything that God does, and they know right well that hell is coming. And yet even they must contribute to God's glory. If for no other reason, God will defeat them as he already has at the cross. God will confine them and God will judge them, and they too shall display the glory of God. There's a lesson there for us. Those of you who are standing against God in rebellion, may I remind you that rebellion is a very bad idea? It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea for you. Because in the end, God will always win. Heads, God wins. Tails, you lose. Rebellion is a bad idea. So they rejoice in God's judgment. They rejoice in God's grace. Are they jealous because we're going to be above them? No, no. They are so free of jealousy, just like we are going to be in heaven. Remember what Jonathan Edwards says, when you get to heaven and you find someone above you in the heavenly ranks, we will be so free of jealousy that we will delight in their exaltation as if it were our own. Won't that be a wonderful day? When we'll delight in the exaltation of others. That's the way angels are right now. As I've mentioned, they'll never be a brother of Jesus. They'll never have the opportunity of being an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ because they're of a different order. They can't be part of God's family, even though they can serve him. And they will rejoice in that. 15th chapter of this book of Luke, Jesus tells a very interesting parable. He says, what man of you, if he has 100 sheep and he loses one, doesn't he leave the 99 and he goes seeks the one that is astray? And the answer is yes, and there are shepherds who do exactly that. They leave the 99 with someone else or perhaps in some kind of a confinement, and then they go and they hunt for the one that is lost. Maybe that's what's happening today as you're listening to this message. You're the one who is lost, and God is coming for you. The Good Shepherd is coming to find you. And then Jesus says, and when he's found the sheep, he puts it on his shoulder, and he comes back, and he rejoices, and he says, this my sheep was lost and now is found. And then Jesus adds these words, just as the shepherd rejoices, so there is rejoicing in heaven among the angels because of one sinner that repents. Even as a result of this message today, there could be a cosmic celebration in heaven. Imagine, heaven is watching. Angels are watching. And when someone responds to God's love and grace, they rejoice because they see the wonderful display of God's forgiveness. Maybe you're the one who is lost today. The shepherd has come to find you, and angels are waiting for your repentance that they might rejoice. Why don't you respond to Christ in faith and say, "Thank you for dying for me. Be my Savior. Thank you for coming and for your birth, for your life, and for your death on behalf of sinners." That's the good news of the gospel. I really do think that James Montgomery got it right when he wrote the song that we've already sung today. "Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. You who sang creation's story, now proclaim the Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, come and worship Christ, the newborn King." Let's pray. Our Father, we want to thank you today for this story. We thank you that it is true. We thank you that it is believable because we have a God for whom nothing is impossible. Thank you that you came to shepherds. And we rejoice today because of the birth of Jesus and all that it means and the good news. In the coming of Jesus, you are saying to us, the war can now be over. The gap between man and God can be bridged. We can know you personally. We can walk in your light. We pray that all who have listened to this message today would respond to what you've revealed, that we all might be with you forever. Today we pray that angels will rejoice because of those who have put faith in Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, my friend, I think all of us say amen to that and amen. Let me speak to you very candidly. Are you thinking about a Christmas gift that you would like to give to someone that would bless them 365 days of the new year? We're making available a devotional. It's a resource for your daily walk with God. You'll get many of my best reflections on the Christian life, along with the devotional writings of 19th century evangelist Dwight L. Moody. And I need to emphasize that today is the last day you can receive it if you want it before Christmas. It would be an opportunity for you to give it as a special gift, or you use it yourself, even as you anticipate the need for a devotional that focuses on Scripture, on reflections, and on obedience. For a gift of any amount, it can be yours.
Erwin Lutzer, concluding a series on the angels of Christmas. The angels adore God continually, as should we. Next time, we begin a series on Christ before Bethlehem, as seen in the book of Isaiah. Plan to join us. We'd like you to have a brand new daily devotional in time for the new year. It's called simply Running to Win, and has one verse per day with comments from both Pastor Lutzer as well as D.L. Moody. It's yours as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For details, call 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.